Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's Idea Lab. If you're new around here, the Idea Lab is an episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast we do every Monday, where I just share some ideas, some new things I'm thinking about that might help you as an entrepreneur or might help you get started as an entrepreneur. So let's kick off. Every single time before I start recording the pod, I have to say, don't say good morning, because I'm usually recording these super early. It's 7:30 in the morning, so here we go. Good morning, everyone. Or good afternoon, or whenever you're listening to this. Idea Lab. So we're doing the September Idea Lab Challenge. That means if you haven't listened to last week's episode, flick back now, listen to it. It only takes 10 minutes. What we're doing is we're doing an idea a day, every day for September. So if you're playing along at home, you're on day 7, you should have 7 ideas written down. If you haven't started, it's not too late. Even if you only want to do it for a week, if you think, oh, a month is a long time, just do it for this week coming. Come up with one new idea every day for a week. It could spark a new business. It could spark a new career change. It could spark a lot of things. The reason is just to start doing it, to start switching on that part of your brain, making that effort to give yourself that time to think about it. Or you can just keep it at the back of your mind as you go about your day. The most important thing here is to start engaging that part of your brain and opening it up to new ideas. So instead of, when something goes wrong, instead of thinking, oh, that's so annoying, just think, wait, how can that be improved? Or is that an opportunity to actually, you know, start a new business around the problem I've just had? And there's a reason for doing that. It's a psychological phenomenon called the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon. I had to pronounce that about 5 times in my head before I read it. And you've definitely experienced this. If you're thinking about something, like let's say you're going to think about getting a new car, you're going to get a new red car. Suddenly, all you see is red cars everywhere. Or you're thinking about getting a new dog, or you know, suddenly see that breed of dog everywhere. They're always there. It's just your brain is not focusing on them. And it's a psychological, it's like pointing a searchlight. So, you know, the light is broad. And then suddenly when your brain starts thinking about it subconsciously, you're thinking about, oh, what kind of car should I get? I'm going to get a red car. Why am I going to get a red car? Because I think red cars are cool. And suddenly your brain is there going, there's a red car. Similar ideas. If you open your mind up to thinking, there's a new idea. How can I improve that? There's a problem. How can I improve that? So start thinking about it and just start opening your brain up to thinking about new ideas. Before we kick off today's lab, if you haven't listened to last week's interview with Brody Sweeney, go back. It ties in hugely to Ideas Lab because he just talks about how he came up with the ideas, how quickly he moves on them, and the bias towards action. And that is something that's huge. So seeing something, moving on it fast, and getting going. Let's get going straight into Ideas Lab. If you are coming up with the Ideas Lab challenge, send them to me online, shoot them over to me on Twitter, Instagram, email, and let's get chatting about them. Let's kind of start brainstorming some ideas for you. 2 topics for the Ideas Lab today, and 2 are very different topics. First one we're going to briefly touch on is the Goat House, aka the TikTok House. I'm sure you've seen this online. This has created an absolute social media, and it's even jumped over into the mainstream media and caught fire. So what is it? It's a house in Dublin, started by 2 content creators, Thomas Arnold and Jake Brown. And they've basically rented a massive, very slick house in Dublin and got some of Ireland's biggest social media creators, specifically TikTok creators, to come live there, create content together, leverage the power of their collective followings, and generate money from brands by doing it. So what do we think? Is this genius or madness? Social media, as usual, is extremely divided on this. So what do you think? Let me know. I'm very curious on this. A disclaimer, I'm good friends with Thomas. I think he has the brains to pull this off. Even if it isn't a massive commercial success in the truest sense, I think it's going to be an unbelievably good experiment for him as a content creator. I think he's going to learn an absolute ton out of it. But social media has been extremely divided. But you know, when Big Brother started way back, I can't even remember when it started, you know, that was derided as a horrible social experiment, and yet they got 45 seasons out of it. So do let me know what you think, as I think it's a really interesting experiment. We're all about experiments here. We're all about ideas. So fair play to him for having a go and actually starting something. So now we're going to talk about the second thing, and this is where you're going to get your ideas from this week. We're going to talk about the passion economy and how you can make 100 grand a year from only 100 people. So any of you that are familiar with Tim Ferriss, he's a massive fan of Kevin Kelly, the editor of Wired magazine, who wrote way back in the day, I think it might be, I'm going to say it's maybe 10 to 15 years old at this stage. He wrote this really famous essay called 1,000 True Fans. And the essence of that was, is that he could see, not see into the future, but he had a prediction that the passion economy was coming. What I mean by that is like podcasters, Twitch streamers, bloggers, he could see that there was this subsection of creativity rising up, and that those people would be able to make their living and a fortune in some cases, in the case of Tim Ferriss, from creating a cult following of only 1,000 true fans. And why he called it true fans is that, you know, 1,000 people who would literally buy anything that you put out. So, for example, Tim Ferriss, we'll keep on that example. You know, you're a Tim Ferriss fan, you're going to listen to his podcast, you're going to buy his book. You know, whatever he puts out, you will be bought into as you're a true fan. And that's become more and more prevalent as the years have gone on. And now G Lin on the A16Z blog has written a superb article where she actually thinks it's now down to 100 true fans. Because with the rise of things like Twitch streaming, podcasting, and the one I'm going to talk about today, and here's where I want you to think about your ideas for this week, is online tutors. And this is an idea I'm big on. This is something I've talked about a lot on the pod. And it's running hyper niche classes, high quality hyper niche classes. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples you can think about today. If you're on the newsletter that I send out every week to go along with this podcast, I'll include all the links to these guys and people and their courses and how they market themselves online. And that's something I think you should look at, is how they market themselves, because they market themselves extremely well, which then creates the fans, which then filters the people down to do their courses. And I'm talking about really nerdy stuff here, for the example, because I'm a massive nerd. And the guys I'm talking about are Tiago Forte and David Perel. Tiago Forte runs niche classes about building a second brain. And I talked about this last week's pod and the week before, I think, as well. So basically how to curate and collect all the ideas you're learning from pods and from articles and from social media, and collecting it all together to create this giant resource that you can pull from at any time. Our brains aren't designed to be massive stores of information. They're meant to process things, store them away, pull them out whenever we need. So this guy is so popular. Tiago is so popular. He just got a 6-figure book deal with Simon & Schuster. But that's not his most interesting bit. He only started doing this in 2016, and he shares his figures publicly of what he's made since then. So I'm laughing as before I read this out, as it's quite crazy. Between 2016 and 2019, so 3 years, he earned a total of $501,000 from teaching 6 courses. Yeah, $501,000. So after he paid all his fees, his online affiliate fees and things like that, he made a profit of $397,000. So let's assume running costs of, let's say, 97, just for easy maths, as I like easy maths. That still leaves him, let's say he just had, you know, costs, you know, streaming costs and hosting and admin and all that kind of jazz and advertising. So that would still leave him with a net profit each year of $100,000 from teaching online classes. So there you go. What do we think about that? I think it's really, really interesting. So his tweet, actually, I'll link the tweet in the newsletter. He tweeted, just passed a huge milestone, 500,000 in total sales from 6 teachable courses since 2016. Just shy of 2,000 students from 61 countries, 82% margin. 82% margin. And some of the most meaningful work I've ever done. Thank you to everyone who made it possible. Online courses are the future. Tiago, I think you might be bang on there. 82% margin. Any of you that are running a business will know how ridiculous that is. It's bonkers. And I think mainstream colleges are in trouble. You know, we've seen it here in Ireland. They're hugely underfunded. Trinity is slipping down the rankings every year. And we rely on attracting students from outside of Ireland to come and make up the funding shortfall. And now COVID has started this ripple effect of students not being able to travel here. Colleges are going to be even more underfunded. They're going to be less resourced. Same in the US. Huge fees mean they're really, really restrictive. So not everyone can afford to go to college. Colleges are getting stale. Information is getting so much quicker. Things are changing so much faster. I think there's going to be a massive rise of people like Tiago and other people who are extremely niche experts in specific areas, like online writing. David Perel is another example. you go onto Twitter, he is everywhere about online writing, online courses. So he's created that niche for himself. So I would strongly advise you to look at, could you create an online niche course in your industry? Like, do you have, everyone has this knowledge. Everyone has knowledge, niche knowledge of something specific. And the more specific, the better. The internet is such a massive place. You can probably earn a fortune, an absolute fortune from running niche classes. Look at Twitch streamers. I think I'll do a whole entrepreneur experiment episode, an hour long. I'm going to get a content creator on, get them to explain how they make their money. If that's something that's interesting to you, let me know. We're almost out of time for today. Strongly advise you jump on the Ideas Lab challenge, get involved, send me your ideas. We'll thrash out some brainstorms on it. Have a great week. Have a bias towards action. Start taking action to where you want to be this time next week, next year. And I will see you on Thursday for a brand new episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment. Until then, be safe.